Hey, bro, why keep putting off until tomorrow what you know you need to do today? Go ahead and book a free breakthrough call with us so we can connect you to a community of godly men who can understand your challenges and do life with you as a husband, father, leader, or just as a man without judgment, shame, or rejection. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call. Available times are limited each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Help us here if you're ready to receive it. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men play team sports, not one-man sports. Now, I explain that in a minute, but let me say that one more time. Real men play team sports, not one-man sports. Let me start by asking you guys a question. When you were a little boy, did you like to play sports? Now, if you're like most typical boys, I'm sure the answer was yes. Well, this week on the Real Men Connect Check-In, I want to share with you something a guest on my podcast shared with me last week that blew my mind. His name is Nate Larkin, and he's the author of a book called Samson and the Pirate Monks. Now, I know that sounds like a crazy title, but it's an awesome book, so check it out if you get a chance. Now, the reason why I asked you, do you like to play sports when you were younger was because as a kid growing up in the inner city ghettos of Miami, most of the children my age loved playing sports. It was our outlet to keep us out of trouble, most of the time. Although I'm only about 5'6" and I weigh about 100 and nothing, I was really athletic when I was younger. I excelled at most sports I played, including football, basketball, baseball, softball, racquetball, wrestling, and even tennis. I played them all, and I played them all pretty well. But the sport I played the most was basketball because it was the cheapest and the easiest to play, even when you were by yourself. Now, with all the other sports, I always needed someone or something else to enjoy it, but not with basketball. All I needed was a ball and a hoop, and even the court was optional. I would take my basketball and I would go to the court to practice my game, you know, dribbling, jump shooting, free throws, and layups and all that. However, every now and then, when I would go to the court and work on my game, there would sometimes be someone or someone else on the court working on their game. Now, inevitably, after watching each other out of the corner of our eyes, we could check each other's game out. One of us would ask the other one to play a game of one-on-one. You probably did that. Now, whenever I was asked, sometimes I'd accept and sometimes I'd decline. No big deal. However, sometimes, depending on the kid who was playing, one of the kids would ask me to play and sometimes get upset if I turned him down. Even to the point that he would try to egg me on by asking, "What, are you scared?" And of course, I didn't want to look like a punk, so I would accept his challenge and I would play him. Now, obviously, depending on the skill level of the player, sometimes I would beat the kid and sometimes I would lose. But I'm proud to say, because I was usually underestimated because of my height, I won a lot more one-on-one games than I lost. Seriously. So you're probably asking, what's the point? See, author Nate Larkin shared with me that there's an enemy named Satan who hangs around basketball courts, arenas, playgrounds, and ball fields, trying to entice men, not just boys, to play him in a game of one-on-one. Matter of fact, he's relentless about it. He's not shy about calling you out and even trying to trick you into playing him in a game of one-on-one. Satan will say things like, "You think you're good, don't you? Well, let's see how good you really are. Why don't you come and play with the big boys? I bet you can't beat me. What, you scared?" Sound familiar? And what do? Now, do we decline Satan's offer and ignore his badgering and tell him to shut up? Well, I don't know about you, but I usually accepted his one-on-one challenges and I played them by myself until I was 33 years old. Now, just call me a slow learner. Now, I say slow learner because I've never won a game against him. Not one. In fact, I later found out that Satan pretty much has an unblemished record in all one-on-one games. That's why he wants to play us. In order to play us against ourselves. See, he knows by ourselves we can't beat him. No matter how hard we try, we can never beat him one-on-one. And you know why? Because he's been playing the game longer than us. He knows the game better than we do, and he knows us. See, he knows all the weaknesses in our game as well as our strengths. So he already knows how to attack us before we even step on the court. He's been watching the game film of our past. So you can't dribble with your left hand? Guess what he's going to do? He's going to keep you going to your right. You have a weak jumper? Then he's going to force you to take outside shots. So you have a weak post-up game? Do you know what Satan's going to do? He's going to take you down low and force you to play him in the paint under the basket. See, his goal is to keep you from using your strength. Now, I know I'm painting Satan out like he's some type of super athlete or something, but he's really not. See, the secret is he's only good playing us one-on-one. That's it. He hates team sports. He's so good at playing one-on-one that in the history of humanity, only one person has ever defeated Satan in a game of one-on-one. Now, can you guess who that is? That's right. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Satan challenged him too, to a game of one-on-one in the wilderness for 40 days. And Jesus kicked his butt. Now, Satan learned his lesson that day and he ran away with his tail between his legs. But I'll give it to him. He's relentless because he came back and he's still challenging men to a game of one-on-one even to this day. And like naive little children, we keep accepting his challenge and his bait to play him one-on-one. But do you know why Jesus was the only man to ever defeat Satan in a game of one-on-one? Jesus defeated him so we would never have to play Satan again one-on-one. See, Jesus defeated him and gave us the Holy Spirit and a team of other brothers so we could never have to play the enemy alone ever again. Now, the Bible tells us in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be also." Jesus told us this. Now, think about it. Whenever the enemy comes at us and challenges us to a game of one-on-one, we have the choice to either get one or two other brothers to play with us against the enemy, inviting God in as the referee, or we can choose to say, no, God, I got this. I don't need any help. I can play him one-on-one. Now, as crazy as that sounds, to play Satan one-on-one, that's exactly what most men choose to do. And I did it myself for 33 years of my life. And the game cost me. It cost me a 16-year marriage, half my wealth, my health, and my integrity. But I finally learned my lesson, and I've been playing on God's team with my teammates ever since. Through small groups, recovery groups, accountability groups for the past 15 years. And guess what? I'm here to tell you, my teams are undefeated. Now, the question is, what about you? Have you been trying to battle Satan one-on-one in your own strength? Or have you asked another brother or two to come alongside you and battle with you? Because remember, real manhood is a team sport, not a one-on-one game. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men that you may be mentoring and discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And please, if you can, do us a quick favor. Take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's the best way to help us move up in the rankings and exponentially grow this podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And if you'd rather drop us an email, you can do that too. Just email us at realmenconnect@gmail.com. That's realmenconnect@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening and for making us the number one podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip. Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. If this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.